503, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Oh, I got to tell you, because you probably noticed at 4:33, we'd normally be chatting with my buddy Carl Carlson, Carlson Financial. Carl has protected his own assets. He's on vacation for the next couple of weeks, so good for him. So no Carl today, no Carl next Monday, but the office is still available to you. Always call 844-CARLSON and have them help you out. All right. A lot of stuff we've got to get to, including the total rewriting of history. Gosh, this is amazing. This is, I feel like I'm in the middle of some dystopian science fiction novel. That we have one set of realities that are actually real, and then the people behind the scenes, I don't know, it's the Matrix, it's, you know, another thing like that, they're behind these going, no, that didn't happen. You're going, yeah, it did. I was right there. I watched it. Nope, didn't happen. It did. I was right there. Nope. And even though this generation, you and I, might fight back against and say, hey, I saw it, the next generation looks at it as history, and it didn't happen. We're seeing that. The assassination attempt on President Donald Trump is now being erased from Google search engines. Go ahead. You don't believe me? Go put it in. And you will see that they don't know what you're talking about. They don't know what you're talking about. You watched it. I watched it. We got pressed into service. Remember that, Jeremy? Right? You gave up whatever you were doing that night and came into the radio factory and fired up all the, you know, hamster gerbil powered equipment there, whatever it is. And then we got on the air. And we talked about it, we covered it, and we actually did it. We were living it in real time. And in an effort to help as many people as possible, you know, I stuck it up on social media, I had a million different browsers. Okay, so we all saw it. But you are not able to find it now when you go to the Google search engines and other search engines. It's just absolutely, it's evil. There's no other way to describe it. Big tech, once again, wants to be involved in shaping the presidential election. Now, understand the perspective from the left. The left is all about identity politics. That's all that they do. They absolutely traffic in it. And I will remind you, you're seeing with Kamala Harris and all these folks on the left, they stand with Hamas. They're not the least bit interested in helping anybody in Israel. It's outrageous. I want to share a couple of little pieces with you here. We've got some sound that I do want you to hear. Let me pull this up. All right. Let me start with cut number one. I know I shared this a little bit, but Wes Moore, you know him, right? He's the governor of Maryland. Big time champion of the left. Why? Well, he's a black guy. Oh, well, why should I care? Well, if you're on the left and you're all about identity politics, anytime you're able to put an adjective in front of somebody, that's a win. Right? It's all about group identity. All right, so Wes Moore is the governor of Maryland. Close friends, apparently, with Joe Biden. Saw Joe Biden many, many, many times throughout the last couple of years. He's on ABC, one of the talking shows with, what's her name, Martha Raddatz. Now, Martha Raddatz is another one of these rabid leftists. We've seen that through the years. But Wes Moore sits there and tells her that he lied repeatedly about the state that Joe Biden's mind was in. And she doesn't ask him any more questions. Let's take a listen. Cut number one, please.
You had been a very strong supporter of Joe Biden staying in the race just a few days after that disastrous debate, saying he is not going to take himself out of the race, nor should he. Did your concerns grow as the weeks went on?
Well, you know, I had private conversations with the president, and I'm a big believer that when you care about somebody, you tell them the truth. And I had private conversations where I was telling the president the truth. I also know that the president deserved better than people running around and going into public and demanding that the president of the United States step down, particularly when you look at the track record of the Biden-Harris administration. I've had a phenomenal partner in the Biden-Harris administration to be able to deliver the kind of results that we needed in Maryland. And so I knew that if he said that he was going to continue pushing forward, that I was going to stand with him.
But you said you told him the truth. What was the truth?
Well, I think the truth is that there are real concerns. There are real concerns that I know that people had felt, but also that people were telling me that they had felt. I also know that, you know, I'm a loyalty person. And I believe that you can have proper conversations and tell people the truth and you know, and be able to tell them what you're hearing without also then turning around and publicly then trying to embarrass them.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. Let me see now. He knew that Joe Biden was not all there. And he liked Joe Biden. But he just told us that Joe Biden's mental state was really lacking. Okay. But he didn't say anything. And in fact, you did exactly the opposite, Governor Moore. You went out publicly and said, Joe Biden is altogether, man, ain't nobody better than Joe Biden. Joe Biden's running. You got to stand with Joe Biden, blah, 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 blah. So you lied. That's not loyalty. That's a lie. There's a difference. There's a big difference. You lied to the American people. You can come up with another name. I'm a loyalty guy. Okay, well, I like raspberry Danish. Who cares? Could I just describe lying as raspberry? Well, I'm going to have another raspberry Danish. And then everybody knows, oh, well, that means he's lying. You saying, well, I'm just being loyal. That means, I guess now it means you're just lying. Me a little snippet from CNN. We've got someone who is a spokesflag for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and the rest of them. And this guy Jennings on CNN, I don't know if the uppity level people, the upper level people of CNN have watched CNN recently to see Mr. Jennings. Because he's not with the crowd. And maybe they've just missed him on the air. I don't know. But I want you to take a listen, because CNN's, I guess he's like their designated conservative. I guess that's the best way to describe it. Take a listen. Cut number two.
Where are we right now?
Yes.
100 days.
We're 100 days out. Listen, the campaign's got a lot to do.
She says she's the underdog, is she?
I do. Of course she's the underdog. First of all, Donald Trump is still polling a couple points ahead of her in most polls. He's in the 48-49 range. She's in the 47-48 range. The campaign is literally building. Someone said this earlier. They're still using JoeBiden.com email addresses over there, right? They're still figuring out how to get the talking points with the right language. So they've got like a lot of work to do to make this whole thing come together. But the plane's already in the air. And the good news is that the people are sort of powering this thing. So you see, 44,000 black women come out. And then you see 170,000 almost white women come out on another phone call. And then you see African-American men and Latino men. Like, this thing is growing in a kind of organic way that I don't think many of us who are watching it expected that kind of
energy. They're still using JoeBiden.com emails because they're still using JoeBiden.com policies over there. 65% of the American people disapprove of these policies. She's never going to be able to shake off JoeBiden.com, whether they have the emails or not.
Well, that's where I am not entirely sure. I would like to say that Mr. Jennings is absolutely right. I would like to agree with my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who says, Donald Trump's got this thing in the bag. I don't have to worry about it. I am worrying about it. I'm worrying about it a lot. Because this is such an orchestrated circus they have put together. And we already know they're willing to say and do anything to hold on to power. This is not about helping anybody. It's not about helping you, not about helping me. And Kamala Harris owns every one of the disastrous policies we've seen for the last 4 years. But man, she is being presented, she's being packaged, she's being given to the American people as someone who, well, I guess was not involved with any of this, even though at the same time, they're calling it the Biden-Harris administration because, it was the Biden-Harris administration. She is involved with this. They want her to receive the most votes in the history of the United States. I'm telling you right now, that is what they want. They want to say, see, we have given you a black woman as the candidate, and see, you have to vote for the black woman. If you do not vote for the woman who happens to be black, then you clearly are a racist who hates women. That has already started, and it has started in earnest. Anyone who dares to question her or her policies, anyone who dares to criticize her or her policies, is immediately being tagged as a racist and a misogynist. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know anybody who wants to have those labels attached to them. Because most of us are just pretty good folks, right? We're just trying to make our way in the world. Nobody wants to be labeled as a racist. Nobody wants to be labeled as a misogynist. And people forget this. People tell me, well, you know, Democrats, they're just dumb. They're not dumb. They are not. They may be foolish. They are certainly irresponsible. They are arrogant. They are condescending. They are insulting. They're evil, but they're not stupid. They are doing and saying any damn thing they want because the legacy news media and the big tech people are on their side. Take a look at who is supporting the Democrat Party, by the way. It's completely flipped. Republicans, allegedly, in the past, were the party of big business and what have you, and the Democrats were working people. Well, that's gone 180 degrees in the opposite direction. They are interested in power, they are committed to power, and they will do and say anything to hold on to that power. We're seeing it now with the candidacy of Kamala Harris. If Donald Trump thought running against Joe Biden meant he had to have people in polling places, like Governor Youngkin did when he won here in Virginia, Donald Trump has to triple those efforts now, because the fraud that people are anticipating seems to be much, much larger, again, because of the visual presentation. And you've already heard Biden and Harris now what they want to do to the Supreme Court, because they don't like the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court actually does now what the Supreme Court is supposed to do, but leftists don't like that. And they want to trash the whole damn thing. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. FM 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Now, I'm taking a look at our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And it's just so unfair. The good Dr. Boyd, who is he's a Boston native, brilliant guy, and longtime listener to the program, has sent some wonderful texts through the years. He takes to the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, and sends a text that there's just no way, Doc, that I can share this on the air. It's funny as all get out, but there's no way. Doc, I got bills to pay, right? I mean, Harry finished college, but Joe's in college. I got Julia. I can't read that. It is pretty entertaining. No, I can't even censor it, Germ. It's, you can take a peek at it, but I think it's just going to have to be between me and the good doctor. And I would say to the good doctor, you're absolutely right. Very, very funny what was said. All right, let's move on to Barry 804. Barry says, Jeff, what happened to the term African-American? All of a sudden now we're back to black or person of color because Kamala is not African-American. Well, I guess that's the way it is. I personally detest all of this identity politics stuff. I really honestly do. I think it's a waste of time, and I think it's so sad, and it's almost childish, but it's irresponsible. But it is what it is. So, yeah, Barry, I would say that they are not referring to Kamala Harris as African-American because she's not African-American, right? Her father is from Jamaica. Her mother is from India. They all lived up in Montreal in Canada for a long period of time. So I don't know. Yeah, you're right. But it does seem as if she's now referred to as black. She's referred to as a person of color. And most importantly, it's being used as an automatic defense. You can't say anything say anything about Kamala Harris without someone saying, you can't say that about a black woman. You must hate black women. Do you hate all women or just black women? Do you hate black people? I mean, it's just crazy how this is going. Just weird. And as I said, big tech is very, very busy trying to censor everything, trying to rewrite history. They're eliminating the contact points for the attempted assassination on Donald Trump. I saw that earlier. Now, Jay and Mosley says, hey, I'm looking at Google now and it's coming up. Good. I'm glad to hear that, Jay. Maybe they felt the pushback around America. I'm actually very, very glad to hear that, but I don't think it's going to be the last time that something like that happens. I think we have so many people involved in so many positions of power that are determined now to defeat Donald Trump. They don't want Donald Trump getting there and actually cleaning out that freaking swamp. They're doing their best to protect everybody who is a swamp dweller. And we see exactly what it is. All right. Tomorrow, I heard it. I heard it right here. John Reed is going to be back 6 o'clock in the morning. So please, 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 please make sure you're listening to John first thing tomorrow. It is 527 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. It's not terrible at all, not by a long shot. It's nice, it's clear. However, we got the clouds rolling in. We're going to have some rain and what have you coming in after midnight. So you'll be on guard for that, I would assume, so that you can either enjoy it or close the windows. I don't know, whatever it is that you need to do for a little bit of rain rolling in. But we are going to be in a period of rain for a period of time. Now, my good friend Jimmy Galliano was with us a little bit earlier in the program. Jimmy, as you may or may not know, is a retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. And just a brilliant guy. He absolutely dismantled the Secret Service and the FBI leadership. And if you missed that, let me urge you to go right now to newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. You can listen to Jimmy tell you the unvarnished truth. He exposed both the Secret Service leadership and the FBI leadership for some of the recent activities. And one of the things I always do when Jimmy is on, I ask him to tell us about the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. He serves on the board of directors, and we just had so much content, as they say, that we weren't able to get to that, and I apologize to him, but I also said I would share it. So I would ask you to take a look at policedefense.org, policedefense.org, and you can take a look at the various cases. They don't accept every case. Some people are under that impression. Well, they're just defending every cop everywhere, every bad cop. No, not at all. Just the opposite. They look at the actual cases, and they determine if, in their opinion, the law enforcement officer was in the right. And that's when they offer legal defense. You can actually choose which case you would like to support. And if you just want to make a general sort of a thing, stand with them, show your support for them. Generally speaking, they have some shirts and hats and all that other good stuff. But again, their website is policedefense.org, policedefense.org. Is this going to be a cakewalk? No. And I am very, very concerned about people who are on my side of the aisle. Strong, passionate supporters of President Trump who believe that we can make America great again if, in fact, we reelect Donald Trump. Going, he's got it wrapped up. This is good. It is not. Now, I'm not buying into the media rehash. Just so we're very clear, because there's this whole mashup now where legacy news media folks and the big tech people, all of a sudden, they've got brand new polls, and all of a sudden, they're able to tell you that Donald Trump has fallen here, Donald Trump has fallen there. It's the same stuff, but here's what I would ask you to do. It just freeze all this crap out and focus on the goal. The goal is to save this country. And if you want to save this country, then you got to work your rear end off to help Donald Trump get reelected again. Just that simple. And Donald Trump deserves to have Republicans in the House and the Senate who will work with him. It was why it was so important that John McGuire get the nomination for the 5th Congressional District. Because he's someone who is on Team Trump and has been since the beginning. Is that recount thing still going on? I know that our soon-to-be former congressman, Bob Good, was still pushing a recount. Dude, just give it up already. I mean, seriously, it's embarrassing at this point, isn't it? Just say, hey, you know what? Didn't work out. I'll see you in 2 years. That's fine. Start your campaign now against John McGuire if that's what you want to do. But wasting all this time and these resources, the attention has to be on helping Donald Trump and real, honest conservatives in the House and Senate get elected. Anyway, I know I've gone off on a tangent here. I'm sorry. Now I'm being told by some of the folks at PBS. Remember PBS, right? Pile of BS. I think that's what PBS stands for, right? Pile of BS. I could be wrong. I guess I'll have to take a look at the founding charter on that. But it's what you and I support. I know most of us don't watch it. In fact, the vast majority of Americans don't watch it at all. But we have our taxpayer dollars going towards it. It's like state television, like Pravda. And the weird thing about it, they don't compete in the dreaded free market, right? Because you can't sell enough tote bags and umbrellas to keep this crap on the air with PBS, so they take taxpayer money. But now, apparently, if you're not pronouncing words exactly how they want you to pronounce them, once again, you're racist or you hate women. Cut number three.
As Republicans are trying to paint Kamala Harris, the vice president, as being far more progressive than President Biden, this line that she's a San Francisco liberal, I keep hearing over and over again. Unpack that strategy for us, the Trump campaign strategy in trying to define the vice president.
They've been really rushing to try to define her after, and some of it is repeated attacks that they used on President Biden. But one thing that they've been doing a lot, Jeff, is they've been calling Vice President Harris a DEI hire, diversity, equity, inclusion hire, including, and that's included some Republican lawmakers, allies of Trump. And Trump has also himself called Harris, quote, dumb as a rock. He did that this week on Truth Social, really questioning her qualifications for the job. And a lot of the Black Democratic organizers that I spoke to said that calling Harris a DEI hire is just another dog whistle. And then Donald Trump again recently on the campaign trail repeatedly mispronounced Kamala Harris's name.
So now we have a new victim to defeat, Lion Kamala Harris, Lion, L-Y-I-N apostrophe. For 3.5 years, Lion Kamala Harris has been the ultra-liberal driving force behind every single Biden catastrophe. I used to call it Biden migrant crime, but now I'll probably change it to Harris or Kamala.
Her name is Kamala, and this is something that Donald Trump did in 2020 as well. He and his surrogates repeatedly mispronounced her name, and a lot of Democrats have said that it's just another dog whistle.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'll call her whatever she wants. Doesn't matter to me. I'm looking at the policies of these people. Well, they're calling her a San Francisco liberal. That's not fair. Why? She is a San Francisco liberal. And for the longest time, she was very proud to be a San Francisco liberal, a San Francisco Democrat. You know why? Because she was a San Francisco liberal Democrat. She is unbelievably progressive. And I don't mean like, hey, we've come up with a new material for the seat coverings. I mean progressive as in the government is going to take everything and you'll be happy owning nothing, right? Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum. She is a far left winger. She stands with Hamas, just so you know. Now, if you're a far left winger and you stand with Hamas, then she's your lady. Make no mistake about it. She's your candidate. But for the rest of us, not so much. Why, they called her a DEI hire. Donald Trump said that. Okay, well, Donald Trump didn't say it first. You know who said it first? Joe Biden. They said she was the border czar. She wasn't the border czar. Donald Trump called her that. Well, again, who called her that first? Joe Biden. They want it every way. They want her to be part of the Biden-Harris administration, right? but they don't want her to have to deal with any of the things that came from the Biden-Harris administration. Man, wow. All right, now I've got an interesting couple of texts here on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. Let me share them with you. And I do remind you about the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, Kamala is not black. Black people are not claiming her. See hashtag Black American on Twitter. Check out Anton Daniels on YouTube. Signed, a black woman not with her. Okay. 804 says, Jeff, I sure hope the Secret Service covers that roof this time when Donald Trump returns to Butler, Pennsylvania. Yeah, Donald Trump's going right back to Butler, Pennsylvania to give a speech, to talk to people there. That's amazing to me. Wow. 804, Jeff, what's up with the Star Wars bar freak shows like Jen Psaki and Mayor Pete Buttigieg calling Trump and JD weird? I don't get that attack. Another one says, all the Hollywood cat ladies are over-dramatizing J.D. Vance's comment about cat ladies. All right. I don't quite get the weird thing either. I really don't. You take a look who has been part of the Biden-Harris administration, and you really want them talking about other people and calling them weird? J.D. Vance is a married suburban dad. Right? Brilliant, but he's a married suburban dad. What about the person who is the, not the Surgeon General? What is his position? You know what I'm talking about, right? Dr. Richard Levine out of Pennsylvania, who now says he's Dr., Rachel Levine? He's going to call people weird? What about that Sam What's-His-Face? You know, the guy with the mustache and sometimes the beard, sometimes the shaved head, always wore bright red lipstick and long evening gowns. Yeah, the guy who had the difficulty with other people's luggage. Is he the one who's going to be calling other people weird? It doesn't make any sense to me. Now, maybe suburban married dads are weird in the world of the leftists. It's possible. But for those of us who are suburban married dads or suburban married moms, I don't think it's all that weird at all. How about Pete, what was it, Buttigieg? Is it, that's, once again, I thought it was Pete Buttigieg. I never knew when you're supposed to stop. And then you remember, Joe Biden was the first one to call him Pete Buttigieg, so I can't question the dear leader. Cut number four.
Meanwhile, we have a new nominee.
And was she aware of how he was doing?
We're all aware of how he's doing. Our country has watched our president lead. And yes, we've also seen the fact that he's 10 years older than he was 10 years ago.
Oh, is that what we're calling it now? Look, Scooter, you know why you're there, right? Because you're gay and because you owned a train set. I mean, honest to goodness, again, it's all identity politics. How many boxes can we check? Can we appoint the first this, the first this, the first this, the first this? And then you look at somebody like Donald Trump, who says, well, why can't we appoint the best, the best, the best, the best? That's the difference here. And I want you to be aware of that. It's people who want to appoint the first, insert the particular title there, as opposed to folks who are saying, well, let's find the best. I think that's the difference. I really do. Oh, we got just enough time, right? Can we do cut number five?
And we were all doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
Unburdened by the past and, I don't know, wearing colorful socks, whatever the rest of that is. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Crazy, isn't it, man? It's sort of flying by. I hope it's flying by. If it feels like it's just sort of plodding by, then I'm not really doing my job all that well. And I'm also taking a look. I just want you to know, I always like to be completely and totally honest with you when you drop by. I am looking at some of the beautiful photos posted by the Friendship Circle of Virginia of last night's event. It was called An Evening with Jeff Katz, and I know what you're thinking. Who wants to spend an evening with me? But I was telling Julia's story, Julia's quest for cookies, and the folks at the Friendship Circle were just delightful. I don't know how to say thank you to them enough for allowing me to come in and share Julia's story. It's important stuff. I think it's important stuff, and I am so grateful to them. And so happy that it was a sellout, which was great. Now, there were one or two people who weren't able to make it. And I knew one or two people who were definitely coming, and then they weren't there last night. Oh, wait a minute. So my buddy Barry Moore from the Better Business Bureau wasn't able to make it last night at the last moment, unfortunately. But it was a sellout. And that's, to me, is the important thing. Yeah, the crowd was wonderful. And I had such a great time, and it was so exhilarating, and it just gave me so much hope. 100 people who, for the most part, didn't know a lot about the Friendship Circle. And I'm happy that they do now. And it was also interesting to see people show up where I thought, wait a minute, I know you. Yeah. My buddy, Dr. David Hain, who's takes care of my peepers. He can take care of your peepers, too. He's a good peeper doc. But he showed up and he met one of his old friends that he hadn't seen in forever. It just was a beautiful event. That's all I'm going to say. And it was delicious. Oh my gosh. I don't know where they got those blondies, but I can tell you that a couple of them made it home, because as it is with any Jewish family event, and it really was sort of a family thing as far as I'm concerned, as happens with every single event like that, there were lots of leftovers. Look, we like to feed people. We like you to eat. We can tell from here you're wasting away. Have a sandwich, have a cookie, have a blondie. So we always order too much, and the Friendship Circle folks did exactly that and ordered too much. And so I had to take a couple of plates home. And, you know, they were for Julia, but I just wanted to be sure they were all suitable for her. And so, you know, they're a couple that she got, and the rest, I'm just telling you, they were really, really good. All right, listen, gang, I am out of time for the day. I want to remind you that John Reed is back first thing tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Please make sure that you were there for that. People reaching out on social media for that Give, Send, Go. It's givesendgo.com/Jeff Israel Mission. If you want to, that's great. Be appreciated. You don't have to, but people are asking for it, so I thought I would share that. givesendgo.com/Jeff Israel Mission. Have a fantastic evening. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.